This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I agree with a lot of everything that you said, Chris.
I can't believe we got that on tape.
I realized after it came out, I was like, damn it.
You're welcome. She's
like,
you're welcome.
We were rolling for that one. All right.
Hey there, listeners, future callers, and cooking enthusiasts. This is Dinner SOS, the show where we help you save dinner or whatever you're cooking. I'm Chris Morocco, food director of Bon Appetit and Epicurious. Our caller this week, Elin, is a college student at Texas A&M. And when I found out what she was studying, I knew I had an organized caller on my hands.
I'm studying economics.
Whoa. Okay. I took Econ 101. And I didn't fail it. I just want to point out. But yeah, damn, econ. It's just not how my brain works, you know? It's like, oh, the Fed's buying bonds. Oh, no, they're selling bonds. Like,
okay. Sometimes the true question of if money is real is like a great question. And
because
well,
it's not,
it,
right?
Yeah, it's not really real. But I don't know, like the graphs and just like the concepts and the papers, like I just love that kind of stuff. And I love reading it. And I just love what I'm studying. I'm really lucky to be like one of those people who are like, I love my major, but I am one of those people.
In true econ major style, Elin called us looking for budget-friendly meal inspiration, but with a few other stipulations.
I am trying to walk away from pre-cooked meals or pre-marinated meals, combined with the fact that, like, I am shuffling between places most of the time. Like, I change apartments, or I go to a summer internship, or I go home for the break. And so none of my supplies are, like, supplies that I know I will have for, like, a year on.
Yeah.
So I really don't want to have, like, spices left. Like, I've thrown away so many spices. I've thrown away so many, like, things that I just don't want to make any more food waste coming out of that.
So what do you love eating? Like just yourself, like what is like your platonic ideal type of restaurant, whether it's a cuisine thing, a vibe thing?
So I love experimenting with a lot of cuisines. For instance, I love Thai food, but I also love like I made Japanese curry a week ago and I love that. I love spaghetti. I love lasagna, chicken shawarma, like anything Middle Eastern, Mediterranean is very yummy. I'm Chinese. My parents are Chinese immigrants. And so like that is something I will revert to. So I will always have frozen dumplings. And if my meal of the week doesn't go right, or if I need to supplement a few more meals, then I'll just use dumplings.
Cool. So, well, give me a sense of your cooking style. Are you cooking every day or meal prepping?
Every week I'll make one very nice meal and I'll make it in a large portion and then I'll eat it throughout the week. So like I'll eat it for dinner or like if I'm home for lunch throughout the week. But then after I'm done with that meal, like I've eaten it for a while, I want to like pivot pretty hardly to something different or something else that sparks joy.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you are certainly a very well-rounded eater. Now, I'm just curious because like obviously, you know, there's a lot of different ways to go here. Is there something you've always been curious about making but just couldn't quite think your way into, or something that has been on your short list?
So I do. I prepped for this entire interview because I was like, this is, I can send you my notes app after this is done.
Yeah.
This is on my list of things that I want to make. I'd love to make pho, but I don't think I have the energy to boil tons of meat. That's a little daunting for me. There's this restaurant called Meza, and it was this like caramelized eggplants and like chicken shawarma, and like they had the best couscous, and I can never make that couscous again. Like I want to make that eggplant and that couscous again.
Mm.
I'm trying to push into lentils. Everyone's telling me about this. I see it all over my TikTok feed. I'm not really sure how to push into lentils.
TikTok discovers lentils.
Yes, TikTok has discovered lentils, and it's blowing up. Fish, maybe? I don't know. Like, I made salmon before, and it was really, really yummy, but it was also pre-marinated, and so that was one of the things.
Whoa.
I was like, yeah.
Pre-marinated fish.
Yeah. So in Texas, there's this, like, chain of grocery stores called HEB. They do a lot of, like, pre-marinated stuff, and then, like, now it's crawfish season, so they'll have, like, boiled crawfish for people to buy as well. Like, they're really good about making, like,
just like a mountain of boiled crawfish.
Yeah, and you can buy it by like the pound.
Wow. I mean, it just goes to show, you know, different parts of the country, just, you can walk into a grocery store and expect to find different things. That's so cool.
Yeah.
Mountains of cooked crawfish you buy by the pound.
Yeah.
So interesting. Well, I mean, this could go any which way. Is there anything you don't eat?
Meat is scary to cook, but I'm trying to get over that fear. So I've cooked chicken by myself for the first time. Like, I made chicken katsu, and that, like, the first one I came completely raw, but then I got better at it. I like made it a little thinner and it all worked out. I don't think I have food poisoning. But like pushing into salmon was another scary thing.
Why? Hold on. Why would you think that you were poisoning yourself with your chicken katsu?
Well, just because I didn't, like, I don't know how thin you're supposed to make it. And then I was like...
Were you slicing it thin or were you pounding it thin?
So I sliced it once, and it was like a pretty thick chicken breast, and I sliced it once, and then I realized maybe I should have sliced it in three, because even when I pounded it after I sliced it, I don't have a pounder. So like, I was using like the back of a knife, and like, there's just like some key things that are missing in the kitchen drawers of our apartment, but like, I was just like makeshifting what I could.
And what happened with the salmon?
The salmon was good. It was great. I ate it all in one day. Okay. It was like this orange marinated salmon. And the orange flavor was just so great. I don't know. I just loved it. But it was like back with the chicken shawarma, like these things are like $10 plus. And I feel like if I marinated myself, it might be a little bit cheaper than dropping $10 or more on something that I can marinate.
This is usually the point in the show where I say, look, I'm going to have a little think, tap a colleague, and we'll be back in touch. But Elin had prepared for me. And she had some requests.
Can I give a few more things?
Absolutely.
Okay. One thing is that I really don't want like a soup or a stir fry or a pasta or a curry. Like something that's just like a little bit more elevated. Do you get what I mean? Like, it's like, I know how to make a stir fry. Like, I think I'm trying to push past that, but I'm not ready for the braised short ribs.
Like, why are you not ready for braised short ribs? What makes you think you're not ready? Just because it's scary or because you don't want to deal with it for 4 hours?
A little bit of both. I think, well, I don't have a crock pot that you use? I don't have that. But also just
you can just use a pot on a stove. Yeah. That's what we did before TikTok.
Yeah, I guess I could, but I feel like there's some things that just sound really complicated.
But what if it's not complicated?
Then I could be down to make it, but I really just don't want something like really simple, like soup or stir fry. Like I think y'all will give me something advanced.
It's like you wait until like the last 2 minutes to come in with like the hard, fast opinions and preferences.
Yeah.
And that's totally cool. It's never too late. You know, do you think you freaked me out? I'm not freaked out at all.
Okay.
It's fine. No soup, no stir fry, no pasta.
Yeah. Nothing just like...
No curry.
Yeah, no curry. I'm sorry. I just can't. There has to be some like spotlight of the meal, but also like a grocery price, because I am a college student. Like, if I need to remake this, I don't want it to be more than $60 for that week. Mm-hmm.
Wait, there's more?
Yeah, there's a little bit more.
Because I've like already sat here and decided that you're going to make short ribs, LOL. So, I mean, you can keep talking all you want, but like, let's face it, like, we're calling the shots here and I can just throw this right back at you.
Yeah, short ribs it is. I whenever I hear like braised short ribs, I'm always just like, that sounds so...
Yeah, you're
so
like sitting there talking about like pho and like, you know, curry and like stir fry and homemade dumplings and everything. And then like, you're afraid of a short rib?
I don't know. I think it's because I don't know, like, what part of the cow is this? And, like, how do I buy this meat? And, like, where do I go and get this? And so it's just, like, a little daunting to go buy that part.
We're going to figure all of that out together. Okay. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll set you up for big success here.
Yeah. And then the other question is, like, spices. So, like, I don't know if I'll be here in 6 months.
Will any of us be here in 6 months? I mean, honestly, it's hard to know.
The existential question, yes.
Yeah. Well, you should be buying new spices in 6 months. Anyway, okay, hot take on spices. Like, yes, by all means, if you're somebody who's cooking all the time, like, get your constituent individual spices, your cumin, your coriander, you know, your various types of chili flakes and, you know, your fennel seed and all the rest of it, right? But for a lot of people, a lot of the time, you're better off just going with, like, a really great blend that's dynamic enough in flavor and kind of character that you're not going to get sick of it. So, like, go with more of, like, a za'atar. Go with more of, like, a harissa or shawarma, kind of, like, dry spice blend. A chaat masala, like a garam masala, a curry powder. I mean, all of these things are fair game and, like, do a lot with just one jar. And you'll probably use it up faster than you would with that jar of fennel seeds you spent $7 on and just used half a teaspoon of.
Yeah.
All right. This is great. Thank you for your unvarnished opinions. And this is awesome. I love it. And listen, we'll get back to you and we'll talk next steps, okay?
Sounds great. Thank you all for trying to help me.
For an SOS about budget, I knew the perfect co-host. You know her, you love her, Shilpa Oskokovich.
All right, Chris. I didn't know that we're here to roast me today, but all right.
Shilpa writes a column for the magazine called What a Steal, focused on cheap but still delicious meals. And look, when I pulled Shilpa aside in the test kitchen to chat about Elin's SOS, I tried to be as prepared as Elin, but, well, sometimes we don't get what we want.
Things that she might like to make. Pho. Caramelized eggplant similar to meze in Virginia. Lentils from TikTok. What are these notes? Who takes these stupid notes? All right, it's me. We're doing great.
Back on track, I pitched Shilpa on a dastardly plan.
Here was the thing, okay, in the context of the conversation we were having, she's like, oh, I like this, I like that, but then suddenly all these opinions came in, like, oh, I don't want to make this, and I don't want to make that. Okay. And she gave, like, short ribs as an example.
She does not want to make?
Yeah, like, something she's, like, intimidated of making. But when she was talking about the fear of the undercooked katsu, I was like, well, just do something that's braised.
Yeah.
And she's sort of like, I feel like the way the conversation was going, it was sort of like, maybe I want you to make short ribs. This thing that you're like scared of and like kind of don't want to do, maybe that's exactly what we want you to do.
Okay.
And we just need to kind of take you in hand and just like make you do the thing that you're not sure you want to do because it's the right thing to do.
Okay, you could say that.
You want to get away from like pre-marinated, like prepped meat. You want to like undergo like a total transformation of an ingredient yourself. That can be very versatile in terms of how you use it throughout the week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some braised
short ribs. Something braised, always.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Something braised.
A braised pork shoulder.
So Shilpa and I went off to brainstorm some budget-friendly braises for Elin. After the break, we'll get her back on the line to share the recipes.
About your mama's kitchen.
This teeny tiny little room was where we did everything. We grew up there. We became teenagers, adults in that small space.
I'm Michelle Norris. The kitchen is usually the heartbeat of our homes. It's the place where we're nourished physically and spiritually. It's where the people we love most chased away life's furies with skillets and spatulas.
I love you. I really care about you. Those words don't come naturally. But what you can do is hand someone a corned beef sandwich that's the size of your head. And that means the same thing.
Every week, I'm serving up a new episode of this Audible original podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. They're available anywhere you listen.
Welcome back to Dinner SOS. When Shilpa and I called Elin back, I was psyched. I thought that Shilpa was finally going to take my advice and give Elin a braised short rib recipe to go head-to-head with mine.
I have to say, I think braising is probably the easiest thing that you could do because it's sort of foolproof in a way. You're supposed to cook it for a long time. I think I've been on the braising train for almost every episode, which is why I was like, I don't know that I want to start on this again. But yes, I've always been pro-braising.
Yeah. Shilpa, do you want to talk about your recipe first?
Oh.
No, that was a no. That's okay.
Because, well, here's the thing, though. Because the recipes that I had in mind are not braises.
Interesting.
Ooh.
Because I just felt like, you know, I knew.
You were going soft on her.
Yeah, I was.
You're giving her short ribs, but not a braise. That's what you're doing.
Well, I'm not giving her short ribs either.
Ooh.
Oh.
Did I not
instruct you to give her a short rib recipe? What for is anyone, this?
For anyone listening, this is very indicative of exactly what happens in the test kitchen. Chris tells me to do one thing and I do the exact opposite.
And then it's like better.
No, it's not always. In my defense, all right, that initial conversation we had left me, you know, with many options to consider. And I consider some of the other ones.
Okay. Listen, I think you do what makes sense to you, right? Like, I'm about to suggest something that, like, it might be slightly ambitious, right? Relative to dumping a jar of sauce on, like, ground meat and then putting that on spaghetti. So, yeah, I get that, like, what I'm about to tell you is, like, maybe going to seem like it's just beamed in straight from Pluto. All right.
We'll see how many exams I have, and that'll determine what I make.
I see. Okay, so what I wanted to propose is a recipe called Coconut and Lemongrass Braised Short Ribs. This is by our colleague, Rachel Gerger. These are full-on delicious. And what I loved about this recipe is that there's not a ton of ingredients, okay? You've got bone-in short ribs. You've got some lemongrass, onion, garlic, ginger. You've got some fresh chilies. There's some makrut lime leaves, but you could just use some lime zest. Oh, and there's some fish sauce in there. Then there's some sugar, turmeric, and coconut milk. This isn't one of those pull out every spice in your pantry, you know, all of that, like requiring of lots of fresh ingredients, you know, that are highly perishable or anything like that. Like, this is one you can buy the ingredients, you can wait a few days before making this. But I think these flavors all together, like just as something that you could literally put on noodles or put on rice or eat just straight up, this will last for days in the fridge. And if you wanted to freeze it, it would freeze for months. And if you make like just one yield of the recipe, it'll give you enough for multiple meals, like possibly even like six meals. This one I just love. Like, there's something about like beef and coconut milk I just love together. Whether you use coconut milk as a marinade or as a braising medium, it's just lovely.
Yeah, actually that's a very good recipe choice.
Thank you.
I think because, as you said, there's something about the flavors. Sometimes braised meat can feel very, like, heavy, but
it can go to this, like, red wine. Like,
yes.
Deep, brooding.
Tomato
paste. And that's what I was trying to avoid. It was like, well, I don't want to send you to, like, the liquor store and then this place and then that place. I think there's something about these flavors. They're, like, very pantry friendly and yet very bright.
Yeah. It also helps that I'm not 21. So if you did send me to the liquor store, I would not be able to buy the wine that you were suggesting.
That is such a great point to make. One that
publicly.
I did not stop to consider for even half a second. Shilpa, what have you got for us?
Well, I think I have to set myself up here and explain my choices a little bit, because I was thinking about all the other things that you mentioned, and I considered all of these things and drew up some options for you, starting with Bridget Washington's, it's called Saucy Tangy Slow Roast Sambal Salmon. And this is a great recipe because whatever fear you have about salmon or cooking fish is completely taken away, because all you do is season the fish, you put it in a pan, and you let the oven do most of the work. And that's really a foolproof way to cook a lot of fish. Salmon especially is very well suited for that technique because it's so fatty. It takes well to being slow roasted. And it makes a decent amount. You can scale it up or down pretty easily. It keeps well. You could eat it with rice or you could eat it with noodles and they would both be just as tasty. It does have some pantry ingredients, but I feel like they were versatile enough that you could reuse them for other things. And then I had, for lentils, I had this recipe that I recently worked on, which was soy-braised black lentils. And those were really nice because they were really simple. They have, I don't know, 5-6 ingredients, and they come together in a pot. You simmer them, and again, just like the salmon, they keep for a while, just becoming better as they sit.
What type of lentils and why?
Thank you, Chris. Asking the leading questions. The lentils are specifically black caviar lentils. Essentially, you want lentils that will keep their shape after they're simmered so that they stay firm and pearly.
These are good. Like, can confirm. They're very toothsome. Like, they're cooked, they're tender, but they hold their shape. And Shilpa, you're not, like, selling these enough. There's, like, the soy sauce, but there's a little bit of sugar in there.
Mm.
And it really kind of balances them out. It almost, like, gives them, like, a pickly kind of, like, soy-forward vibe. So, like, you could stir it into a bowl of rice and feel like you're eating a meal. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And if you've never experienced, like, a black beluga or caviar lentil, oh, I mean, they're like, they're their own thing. Like, lentils are great, you know, no issues with lentils, but like, they are like in a class by themselves for specifically for this type of application where you want texture.
Interesting.
Why am I backing up your choices, Shilpa? Just please.
Because keep, you know it's the winning
continue.
One, Chris. You,
oh, stop.
You already know.
Stop it.
Well,
is you're... not.
Here's the thing. In my usual overthinking way, I had these two options, but the truth is I'm very excited because we have a whole gallery of recipes on our site. Yelen, you need to type in 71 cheap dinner ideas, okay? And we have a whole list of ideas, and I was just trawling through them, and there are so many that fit all your requirements, you know, that don't use a lot of single-use spices, that don't use a lot of special equipment. I write a column called What a Steal, which also talks about, like, cooking on a budget. Like, we have so many good options. I was like, how many recipes can I really talk about? So I felt like mentioning these two, the gallery and the column, was a great answer to your question.
That's good, because there's so many recipes. And like, even outside of your website, there's so many recipes out there. So I just don't know which one to pick from sometimes. And it's overwhelming, in fact.
Yeah, Shilpa, your column, What a Steal, like, really addresses this, right? It's like, you want to eat well. You don't necessarily want to spend a ton of money, and you want kind of a complete dish, something that feels very satisfying. And you've had some, like, clever ways of approaching that. Name a few of the dishes you've done.
Well, the most recent one I did was this Alfredo-ish broccoli chickpea skillet, which was inspired by Alfredo pasta, of course.
Perhaps not a looker.
But yes, thank you.
I'm just saying,
Chris,
okay?
Chris was very quick with managing expectations here.
I just,
agreed.
Like, you know, listen, okay?
Hashtag ugly delicious.
Yeah, like ugly delicious.
Fair. But it was pretty great because it uses canned chickpeas. It uses frozen broccoli, something that a lot of us might walk away from. But it really uses these two ingredients that are cheap, very accessible, and very quick to cook, and puts them together in a way that feels familiar and is extremely tasty.
So that actually gets me to a question for you guys. You said, like, all the recipes you were giving me, like you said, you could put on rice or noodles or, and so my question is, like, what kind of rice do you want me to put it on? What kind of noodles would you recommend putting it on? Also, what kind of veggies can I incorporate into this? Because these are mostly protein heavy meals. So what kind of veggies? Because I don't cook veggies throughout the week. I just throw them into the dish I make. Any recommendations?
I would say in most cases, just eat the noodles you like and eat the rice that you like, regardless of the flavors. Let's say, like, in the case of, like, the short ribs, just because it's sort of like a set of flavors that, you know, we often, like, associate with Thai cuisine, doesn't mean you have to use jasmine rice. If you want to use, like, a short grain brown rice, do that. If you want to use basmati, because that's what you have, there's no reason not to. So many of, like, these flavors and ingredients, like, cross over into other cuisines anyway. Same thing with noodles. Like, you know, throw that, like, sort of Thai-inflected, you know, beef curry, if you will, like, on some, like, Pennsylvania Dutch egg noodles. Why not? Like, who cares? It's friggin' delicious. And I'm curious for your thoughts on this too, Shilpa, but when it comes to veg, like, I think frozen veg is, like, such a smart idea, you know? Just keep your veg in the freezer and then shake out, you know, a handful of, like, the frozen broccoli into whatever you've made when you heat it up, and you're good.
Yeah, I love a frozen vegetable. I always have corn and peas and kale and spinach in my freezer, and they've saved many a meal. I think for other vegetables, think of things that are, I don't think single serving is the right phrase, but I'm just going to use it for the moment. But things like snap peas or things like cherry tomatoes, rather than, let's say, eggplant. Like, you can't add just a little. Yes,
Yeah, I can't even eat a whole eggplant in a week. It's too much eggplant.
So think of these other small things that you can portion out, you know, a few at a time and drop them into whatever you're cooking, whether it's you're roasting something or braising them. I was going to say, if you're braising something, add the vegetables towards the end, but I don't think that has anything to do with this conversation.
It might if she goes with my friggin' dish. Hello.
Oh, yes, I'm sorry. I need to stop talking about this dish.
It's like you were just assuming that she wasn't going with it there.
It's going to be an interesting choice.
Well, listen, we cannot wait to see what happens, okay? And thank you for following us on this journey.
Bye. Good luck on your exams.
Thank you.
Shilpa may not have been on Team Braised Short Rib, but I can't deny that she helped me to set Elin up with a suite of budget-friendly, delicious recipe options. After the break, the big reveal. Hey listeners, Chris Morocco here. If you find yourself in a dinner crisis, the Epicurious app comes to the rescue. Not only will you unlock over 50,000 recipes from Bon Appetit and Epicurious, but you'll also receive daily personalized recommendations based on your unique preferences and dietary needs. Head to the Apple App Store and download the Epicurious app to kickstart your 7-day free trial today. Don't miss out on this culinary adventure. Start your free trial and let the Epicurious app be your kitchen hero. Happy cooking. Elin, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm on break. Summer break is finally here.
You're on break.
Great.
Remember break?
I just came back from one, so yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Why am I looking at you conspiratorially when, like, you're part of the problem?
I should have just gone with yes, I do.
Shilpa's been gone for, like, months.
Good for you. Everyone deserves a break.
Truly.
Have you been cooking anything?
Not really. Not since when finals hit. I was just like eating dumplings and whatever junk food I could get my hands on. And now I'm home. My grandmother's cooking. So I don't have to cook anymore. But when I go to my internship in the summer, I'm going to have to cook again. So I will carry the recipes that y'all have given me to there.
Okay. Well, yeah, I can't help but notice. We kind of create like a little bit of a cheat sheet for every caller just so we know what recipes we've suggested and what they pick ultimately, and could not help but notice, Shilpa, you've got like 8 things here and I've got 1. Were you just playing a numbers game?
No, I was being really thoughtful and I was doing my job, Christopher.
You were being thoughtful and considerate?
Yes.
That's what you're going to throw at me?
We all know that's not me.
It was very thoughtful and considerate. A column that's like all the cheap recipes, the ones that like break it down by price. Wow,
yeah.
That one was amazing. I feel like that's a perfect like
college. Oh, great.
Game. So she did beat you on the numbers game.
I love to hear that. Well, listen, I cannot wait to hear. What did you ultimately choose for your dish?
I picked the sambal salmon.
Oh. Wow, good. How did it go?
It went amazing. Amazing, really? Amazing, amazing. I love it.
Before we hear more from Elin, Shilpa, will you walk us through the sambal salmon?
Sure. So first you coat your salmon with some oil, lime zest and salt, and then you roast it in a 300-degree oven for around 20 to 30 minutes. Then you make the sauce by whisking together some brown sugar, sambal oelek, cornstarch, and water. You sauté some onion, garlic, ginger, bell pepper. Then you pour the sauce over the veggies and cook just until the sauce thickens. Remove it from the heat and stir in some lime juice and sesame oil. And you pour the sauce over the salmon, top with scallions, and enjoy a very hands-off, low-effort meal.
So, Elin, tell me more about how it went.
So I've made salmon twice previously to this, and every time I make it before, I used to buy it pre-marinated, so there's like a cost hike in that. It's fine pre-marinated, but the sambal is like, wow. I don't know how to describe it. Like, first of all, I really loved like the way the recipe lays everything out. I think like, for instance, I always throw my bell peppers and my onions in together, but it was like, throw your onions in first, then add in your bell peppers. And I was like, oh, that is pretty cool. That's very innovative. I never thought about it like that because I'm always like, this is stir fry. Let me dump everything in at once. Mm. And then the glaze, it kicks in every direction. Like it's sweet, it's salty, it's spicy, it's sour. Like I love the glaze. And then
obviously I love salmon and obviously I love rice, but the glaze, like, I have used for, like, other recipes. Like, I've put it on top of cabbage. Like, I've, like, tried to make, like, a similar one with more vinegar for dumplings. Like, I've played with it so much now. So I love the soft salmon.
Look at you taking it and running with it.
With the cabbage, that's pretty brilliant, actually.
Yeah. How did you prepare the cabbage?
So my grandmother likes to make cabbage, just, like, chop it very in thin slices. And then you just, like, put it on vegetable oil and you just mix a little bit. And then it just, like, disintegrates enough that you can, like, it's not hard. And then I usually just add vinegar, like black vinegar to it. But I added a little bit of sambal instead and then added some lime and then just added a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of soy sauce, and then it's perfect.
That is great. And with the salmon, did you use rice as well?
I used white rice. I used jasmine rice.
Do you have a rice cooker?
I don't. I've been using the pot and it's been going fine. Like, I make a big pot of rice, I cool it down, and then I put it in like Ziploc bags and I freeze them. And then I pop them in the microwave with like an ice cube when I want to eat rice. So
you pop it inside the bag in the microwave?
I take it out of the bag, put it in like a bowl, cover it and put like an ice cube or put a little bit of water. And it just like becomes like fluffy rice again.
I'm waiting just anytime you're ready.
No, I mean, I've seen this on TikTok. So yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, this is where I learned this.
With the ice cube, you mean? Or?
Yeah.
With the freezing of rice in the packets right away.
I saw
right
it in real life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Your lived experience is greater than mine.
Why ice?
I don't know. I've just seen it on TikTok.
It steams. The.
But wouldn't water steam too?
Yeah.
Ice. Okay. I mean,
I think
sure.
Emily Mariko does it. And if Emily Mariko does it, then anyone can do it.
Christopher.
Do you know what she's talking about?
Yes, I do.
You
don't know
like,
who
just...
Emily Mariko is?
Christopher's age is showing. We'll excuse
him.
Oh
my gosh. Who is that?
Oh my gosh. You have to check out Emily Mariko on TikTok. She's like, okay.
She wears like
the best clothes. She's like super clean. She's like the cleanest person I know. Her aesthetic is just clean.
Okay, one could say that.
Yeah.
We had that in the 90s with like Calvin Klein. I'm just saying, you know.
And she makes food. This is what the TikTokers do. This is what the TikTokers do. And my rice turns out perfectly fine and I don't mind it. I'm like,
okay.
You cover the rice though, don't you? With the
paper
towel.
I cover the rice. Okay. I cover it with the plate, actually.
Okay, that's
great.
Efficient and effective.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I rinse the plate so I don't have to clean it.
Oh, you use the same plate to eat out of?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm in awe.
Wow. Just a wow. Shilpa, other thoughts, feelings, reactions?
No, I think it's really great that you took on this recipe. I like that you made it work for you in that you use the sauce for other dishes. And to me, that's a success. Like, not only making something that was new to you, but taking it and running with it and playing with it, I think... That's what cooking is about. And I think you did such a good job with it.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I fully agree.
I mean, it was interesting. I've never used sambal before. Like, I've had sriracha, I've had gochujang, I've had chili oil. Like, it was a very interesting, but like, it's definitely something like I will buy and bring. It's like I have soy sauce and I will bring soy sauce to a place if there's no soy sauce to buy there. But I will bring sambal to wherever I go if I move somewhere without sambal. But usually, I think places do.
It's usually like it's pretty prevalent. It's one of the ones, you know, you find in like a lot of supermarkets, and it's very versatile. I mean, it's not punishingly spicy. Mm-hmm. There's a nice kind of chili component to it. And it's like we're using sambal in reference to a very specific product, mm-hmm. whereas like sambal is an entire category of, you know, kind of condiment and sort of blend of aromatics and chilies, et cetera, that can take all kinds of forms. But wow, amazing. Is anything on deck in terms of like what you want to cook next, whether, you know, it's one of Shilpa's recipes or anything else?
I will definitely do the braised short ribs. I promise I will. The reason
I feel like Shilpa could have made you make the short ribs. Like that was really the goal of the exercise and she just really misread that, but it's fine.
I was going to do it, but you have to understand I was like right before finals. It was like the week before finals. And I was like, this is going to last me through finals. And I was like, if I make the short ribs and it's a failure, I have nothing to eat I was like, I know I can make the salmon. I was like, in my gut, I know I can make salmon. I can eat salmon no matter what. It's a little bit less risky, but it was amazing. I'm excited to make the short ribs, though. I will make the
good.
Short ribs.
You should. Summer.
Well, you should. And they will freeze so beautifully. I mean, if you're looking for something that, you know, you can portion out and pay forward to yourself, oh my goodness, that is tops.
I love talking to y'all about food. It's so much
fun.
Oh,
same.
We do too.
Yeah. Well, listen. Enjoy the rest of your break. And yeah, thank you so much for doing this with us.
Good luck on our internship.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great summer.
So even though my short rib plans were thwarted, Elin got a delicious low-budget meal for the week. And I learned a little something about TikTok. What was that?
Ice cube.
Oh, it's the ice cube.
Wait, was the fish under the rice?
I think so. I think she flaked it.
Okay.
And wait, she pulled the ice cube off. And then she does like the happy lunch dance, which I respect. If you have a dinner emergency on your hands, write to us at dinnersos@bonappetit.com or leave us a voice message at 212-286-SOS1. That's 212-286-7071. You can find the recipes featured on today's episode: saucy, tangy, slow roast sambal salmon, coconut and lemongrass braised short ribs, soy braised black lentils, and all of Shilpa's What a Steal recipes on the new Epicurious app, brought to you by Condé Nast. Just search Epicurious in the App Store and download today. If you enjoyed this episode, please give us a rating and review on your podcast app of choice. Hit that follow button so you never miss an episode. Dinner SOS is a Condé Nast Entertainment original podcast. I'm your host, Chris Morocco. My co-host this week is Shilpa Skokovich. Our producer is Michelle O'Brien. Peyton Hayes is our associate producer. Leah Kasher is our assistant producer. Jake Loomis is our studio engineer. Amar Lal mixed this episode. Next week, The Secret to Making Recipes Riffable, featuring the wonderful Claire Saffitz.
How I immediately reacted was that this is someone who's thought a lot about cooking, which I really appreciate.
We're going to try that one more time with the microphone plugged in.
Actually plugged in?
Yeah.
I still haven't forgiven you for the sumac, but continue.
Just calm down.
Here at Dinner SOS, we love tackling your kitchen issues. But what if I told you there's a way to rescue dinner before it turns into an emergency? With expert insights from the test kitchen, cooking and entertaining tips, and a treasury of over 50,000 recipes, Bon Appetit and Epicurious are your lifelines to rescue any meal. And right now, our listeners can get 20% off an annual digital subscription, including access to the user-friendly Epicurious app. Just use code SOS20 at bonappetit.com. That's SOS20 for a 20% discount on an annual digital subscription to Bon Appetit and Epicurious. Happy cooking. And don't worry, I'll still be here if your dinner plan self-destructs.